Going to go a little bit into looking at doozy situations. So lots of fun and deeper places to go. We're going to take a break now. And like yesterday, well, I am happy to hang out. If anybody has questions, we'll go until six, we'll go until five, right? Whatever it is that you all need. So let's take until 4:45. Take a break. If you're done for the day, I'll see you tomorrow at 11. We're a shorter day tomorrow, 11 to 3. And if you have anything that you want to ask me, come back and I'll see you at 4:45. All right. Enjoy your day and think about what you're taking away from today. All right. So we've covered so much, and you might just be full and saturated, or in which case we'll be done for the day. Or if you're here, I'm guessing you may have a question. Maybe you're just here to take in. But if you have any questions, now is the time. So questions, shares, or what kind of support are you needing? Maybe we are done for the day. Kalita, go ahead.
I mean, this is really specific to my situation, but no. What do you think about? I mean, there's different ways of certifying people, and one is actually with a license, and I'm just beginning to look into that. I don't know if you have any thoughts or
Yeah.
around that, and yeah.
I don't know that much about licensing, so I can't, I'm not going to be able to speak. And if anybody else here has information or experience with licensing, please also let's hear your wisdom. So what I have to say is very little. It comes down to, I think there's a couple of pieces with licensing, but the part that I'll kind of amplify for now is it comes down to what the business structure is. So we haven't done licensing, even though we certify our sacred depths practitioners. Licensing never seemed like, why should I go through all the hoops and pay for the lawyer and have all of those things? Because the way that the business, I've set the business model up when it comes to sacred depths is that you pay for the program. There is an extra charge. So the whole program is a practitioner training. And then some people, not everybody chooses to get certified. Some people, they don't need that stamp of approval. They don't need the literal stamp that we give them or to put them on our website or anything like that. They're just taking it and then they're bringing it into their practice. And then some people opt in to get certified. They pay a little bit extra there, and that extra that they pay is so that we listen to their recordings. So we look at grade their tests so that we provide some one-on-one coaching for modeling, kind of all of those things. And then when they pass, they get the stamp. They can say that they're a sacred depth practitioner, and sometimes they're saying it with other trainings that they've got right, and then that's it. I don't have to think about it at all. Now, what you're doing is a little bit different from that, I think. And tell me if I'm getting this right. You are teaching a specific copyrighted, I don't know if you're copyrighted, but a specific method. The method has a name. And then the idea is that, and tell me if I'm getting this right, because I might not be. It's not that people are just going to go out in the world and they can use bits and pieces of it in whatever their practice is, which is more what I'm doing. But I think what you're doing is, and now you are certified to teach this method. And I want you to teach this method intact with all of the pieces and give me credit when you teach this out in the world. Because that's where I think a licensing is, from what I understand, is more important.
It's a little bit of a hybrid between the two. And that's why I think it's a little, yes, someone will be required to learn the method, but I also would like the method in the way that it did, that I have practiced it. But I also want to leave it open for someone to, well, I think the name piece will help. And this is why I've never copyrighted any name of anything. And I'm almost not sure which name to copyright, because the acronym is the more important name to me. I don't even think it can be copyrighted. Mm-hmm. Ask from the Inside Out is the name of the program. Bio is the acronym, and bio just means life, because I want someone to be able to use this if they don't want to do burlesque, but they'll still do all the same steps.
Right.
Just call it burlesque. And then if someone wanted to take it and do it with, say, with a singing, which is different.
Yeah.
I want to allow, that's part of the reason. I don't want exact, it doesn't have to be, but if someone wants to do it exactly the same, wonderful, full blessing.
Got it.
Use the name, do it the same way. But if someone wants to do adaptations, and I'll just have to decide what are the core things that if you don't do this, or if you do something, then this, it's actually not that anymore. You know,
there were guidelines,
but it's not like the bar method, or, you know, something where we're going to give you the colors to put on the wall. It's stringent like that.
Yeah. So then there's two things, right? So we're talking about, there's the intellectual property piece.
There is. That's one
thing. And then there's also the money piece. So the attitude that I take is Sacred Depths is now about $7,000. And which I probably should charge a lot more for it, but I don't. And then right now, if you opt in to get certified, it's another $600. We're probably going to raise that a little bit, because I'm losing money on that by the time I pay my team, right? But regardless, the idea is I personally don't feel called to have people pay additional beyond that. In other words, if they were to license so that they get the permission to then be using this out in the world in this licensing way, then either they'd pay an additional one-time fee, or every year they'd have to pay a fee to continue licensing it. That's not a bad business model at all, but it becomes a question of just what's right for you and what you feel called to. For me, once someone has spent $7,000, $7,500, you know, whatever it is, I feel like as long as you're not teaching it in a training program, right?
Yes,
of
yes,
practitioners.
Yes, that makes sense.
And that's
that
written
makes sense.
Into my contract, right? But otherwise, go be merry. You don't pay me anymore. But it's not the right way. It is just the way that feels right for me up until now. That it might change at another point.
The feeling I have is I wouldn't want someone to, at this point, to just pay for that. I would want it to be that there's some kind of annual, let's get together and see what new discoveries, because I see it, even though it's something I've done for a long time, it's still an emerging thing. It's going to be emerging as long as anyone practices it. And I would love to know, wow, this really worked. Because even as I've practiced it, it has evolved over the years. It's not like, I don't want to calcify it. I want it to be honored, respected, and as intact, but with iterations that I would explain, like, let's let this live. Do you know?
So then I'll just share a couple of things on that.
Yeah.
So number one, I have a program called Embody, which is only offered to graduates of Sacred Depths. Mm-hmm. And the idea of embody is a little bit to continue integrating what we've learned, but any new pieces, new nuances that I bring to the, like I'm learning to the techniques that I've already taught that, oh, I did this in a session and it worked well and I did it some more times or that, I'm teaching that in embody. So it's not like completely new techniques, but people are paying for that. Yeah. So that's one thing, is an idea. And then the other thing is, we did this last year and I loved it. I was so happy that we did it. I did an alumni retreat, and it was a day long retreat, and I taught for the day and it was free. People gave a $37 deposit just so I knew they would show up, you know, and then I gave it back for anyone that showed up, but I taught a new technique that was based on all the things that we already learned. That was a new thing that I developed, you know, appropriate to Sacred Depths. Yeah. And I love that. And that was great. A lot of those people ended up stepping in to embody after the retreat, because they were like, oh my gosh, I missed Joanna. And this was so wonderful.
Yeah.
And all of that. So there's so many different ways. I'm going to just turn the light on. There's so many different ways that you can set it up. Now, again, I'm not a licensing expert, and I don't know if it's worthwhile to, number one, talk to a lawyer that knows licensing.
Yeah, I put in a call to California Lawyers for the Arts, and they have some, the timing may take longer, but there may be some that would do a lower fee because mm-hmm. of my income and that I'm an artist here, you know, so I mean, I'm looking into it. It's not the way I naturally think. Oh, I'm going to trademark this. Oh, I want to license it. And also, I want to have something that has a structure. I'm just, you know, looking at the whole expense. I so appreciate all that you shared about that. And it just helps me be more informed to make a choice, which I haven't yet, but
I think it's great that you're thinking about it. It might turn out that it's right for you. It might turn out that it's not. It might turn out it's not for now, but it's for later. You know, who knows? I at some point I might license to learn more about it. But yeah, I think it's good to ask all these questions. Suzanne is saying in the chat, could people resit for a reduced rate? Yes, people ask to do that in Sacred Depths. And you know, that's something. Jen is asking, what is the part that I'm losing money on? So we charge, and this is one of the reasons I'll probably raise it. So we charge $600 for the people that actually want to go for certification. And the requirements of certification are, over the 10 months, they submit two recordings of themselves that we give feedback on. So I have to pay a team member to listen and give feedback. Part of what you get for that $600, which is an unbelievable value, is four or five sessions with someone on the team to model the Sacred Depths coaching. They also have to submit at the end a final test that somebody on the team looks at and passes or not. And so I'm paying my team for all of that, and I'm paying more than $600 for all of that to happen. So that's why I'm saying I'm losing money on that part. So I've been considering for next round, still losing money, but like raising it to maybe $800 or $900. Yeah, thanks for saying that, Kelly. I should bump it up. So anyway, I try to keep it low because I know people are already paying, you know, to come into the program. And also it does take a lot of effort for what we give for the actual certification. Who else? What other questions do you have?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, go ahead, Jen.
So just on that, I still haven't gotten a chance to read the email that Caitlin sent, because I was like, I reached out to her and was like, is it too late?
It might be too late now to start certification, but I don't know, she might let you do it. Caitlin is the boss of that, so
it might be a great way to hold me accountable to myself to redo the whole program, like go through everything once it's over, because it's it was just a lot for me all at once.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I still have yet. It sounds like she would be willing, but I gotta look at that email. I have a pretty vulnerable ask, but I'm not in any like, I can wait. I was wondering if you would be willing to coach me in some of what's occurred, because I'm wondering if some of these pieces of me feeling like thrown out like trash and not feeling cared for or seen in my worthiness is like actually a deeper part for me of like showing up for my business.
Yeah, I think on the ways that it's related for sure, and I'm glad you're asking. So there's so many different directions. Is I'm just gonna share, which I think is okay, just that you've just been through a breakup and it was
Yeah.
not,
Share
and
away. Yeah, for sure. Instead, confetti.
and just that you were disrespected and not valued in that. It just for people to have context if they're listening or with us. So if there's a piece that you want to hone in on for today and how it can also support in your business, what is it? What's your sense?
I'm just gonna hit record on this just in case something comes through. Yeah, I've been really feeling into that. And I took some notes this morning when you were coaching Anita. Anita? No,
Anika, Anika.
Anika. This like power over, power under, and not feeling cared for. Feeling used, but also recognizing like I chose that over and over again. I leaned in so far and like consider myself extremely loyal when I, feel that bond with someone. I'm upset about the privilege that he carries. He's a very beautiful man inside and out, but has total disregard. And I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, I know I have to like think about this in biz, like for my business in that those terms. I think there's probably some people pleasing going on. I've really addressed this over the years, but if it's like this apparent in my face
Yeah.
with this recent 2.5 year, 5.5 year relationship.
What people pleasing can you see is going on in your business, even if it's subtle?
Yeah, I mean, I go over time. I don't totally mind that because I don't want to interrupt somebody getting a breakthrough, but even just not yesterday, but the day before, I had to like ask a client that was following the client that I was coaching, like, hey, can you show up 15 minutes late? And they were like, absolutely. I mean, they're like, of course, because you always go overtime for me. So they were like totally down. It happened like the day before as well. I'm
Yep.
going over.
So overgiving, going over time. What else? If there's anything else you're aware of in terms of people pleasing in your business.
Well, it's a bit of a sidestep, but perfectionism. I grew up highly scrutinized. I mean, like, highly scrutinized in my environment. And also, like, even in play.
Yeah.
So I would, this is the witch, like, I would literally have to hide in the woods just so I could just be. And that's where I would be my witch. And
Yeah. And tell me if this is related. Is it okay if I share just, as I was listening to the voice messages that you sent me about the situation?
sure, share anything. I don't mind.
This may or may not be true, so check it out for yourself. I got the sense, Jen, that maybe it not this extreme, but it just felt like you were just willing to be a little bit of a doormat with him.
I literally wrote about, because his name is Matt, Matthew. And I've literally written a poem. It's probably like in here. Like, I'm not a doormat.
Yeah.
And that also means you can't just like swing me open, swing me closed, whatever you want.
That's, yeah, I felt that was like there's one part of you who's so empowered, who knows what you deserve, who knows what your boundaries are, you know, who knows when someone is disrespecting you and you're not going to take that.
Yeah.
But then there was another, it just sounded like there was another thing that was happening. This felt like the most predominant thing when I listened to your voice messages, but there was this other thing that was happening where you were just willing to be the doormat and to kind of let him walk all over you. I think part of that is the people pleasing, you know, but if this lands, I mean, my question is, because it will make it connect to your business, but I don't want to make it so that we don't get to the most important piece that is for you, with you right now. Why was that happening? Why were you allowing that to happen? What was in it for you?
Yeah, I'm like working with a therapist. I'm doing all kinds of work on this. I'm even taking a class in looking at over control and anxiousness. So, you know, I think I didn't even realize I had anxious attachment until this avoidant anxious attachment style relationship. And I've written a little bit about this, and it's something that I've like coached on for years now, is proving versus owning. But I also wrote recently about like, I don't have to convince you of how amazing I am. And I think
Okay, good. Okay, so it's great that you're working on all those pieces. And if it feels right for you, because I do think this is related to your business too, maybe we can, I know you've worked on this before, but maybe get deeper. Let's go in on the angle of the people pleasing and people proving, and sort of what happens to you when you keep on like going for that, and just kind of see what else wants to come up on that today. Does that feel right?
Yeah, go ahead. I mean, the first thing that just comes up immediately is I want to feel truly seen.
And so probably this people pleasing, proving part of you, that's what it's trying to get for you. Just maybe in the best way.
It's totally a shadow, because I'm like, I've worked on this for so long. Like, really, it's still there. Like, I don't feel
never
like,
gonna.
I don't feel like it's there a lot, and I'm super confident in my coaching. But you know, I also
it's just next level. Sorry, I'm cutting you off just so we can get to the work, the deeper work. But
I think. Well, I just want to add in, there's a piece of me that kind of just wants to hide, because I'm like over it. It's not fully true, but there's a piece.
I get it. And you're not the only one. It's like we come to these places in our lives, these obstacles, these blocks, where it's like, oh my gosh, I've already worked on this, and I've worked on this, and I've worked on, I'm not right. But the truth is that we're always, it's just the deeper and the deeper and the next evolution and the next cycle of it. So yes, to all the work you've already done, it's been amazing work, and it's gotten you as far as it's gotten you now. And so many amazing things have happened, right? And this is coming up now because you're being called to the next level of it. That's all.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it okay to close your eyes? The body a little bit. Take a moment and connect into where in your body you're holding your people pleaser prover. Yeah. Didn't take too long to find it. Good, you're doing well. And so, Jen, I want to invite you to hold space for this one, as if you would hold space for a client that you honored and respected and had compassion for. We're not looking to change the people pleaser, prover. We're not looking to fix this one. We're just looking to consciously, intentionally be with this one so that we can have a different relationship with it. As you hold space in your chest for the people prover, pleaser, really connect with it. Hold space for it. And ask it what its purpose is in your life. What is its higher purpose in your life?
Survive.
Yeah. It's served you so well, right? It's helped you survive. Can you honor it for that? The people pleasing and proving it's gotten you really far. It's you probably have needed it up until now in a lot of ways. So let's honor it and be in gratitude. And as you continue to hold space for it, let it know that you're ready to have a different relationship with it, that not all of the ways that it's showing up are supporting you anymore. You appreciate it. You want it in your life, but maybe in some newer ways. And ask it how the two of you can step into this new way. What does it see for that?
There's it's still there, but there's definitely some relief.
Yeah.
The word that came through was softening.
Mm.
I don't.
Let your body have that. Really lean into that relief, that release, that softening, as you just continue to hold space with honor for this part of you. And ask it from its highest wisdom, what does it want from you? What would it like from you? Yeah.
To be seen.
Yeah.
To play. To have fun. Like.
Yeah.
And also to like show other people that it doesn't, you don't have to be so. Harsh.
Yeah.
Like. Controlled and
so you want such amazing things for you, right? So much. Ask it what it wants from you. What does it need to know from you, or what would it like for you to do so that it can be more comfortable in this new, softer way?
There's like a bunch of different things coming through, so I want to make sure I'm not letting my brain get in.
Yeah, your brain will be a little involved, but yes, good call. Really feel into it. Usually the simple, less words are the truest.
Effortless. Flow. Play. Be, which involves expression and awe, and yeah, just like that magic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it want you to know about Matt?
He loves me in his way. The first was disgust, but then the second is, it's not his fault.
Continue to connect with that this part of you and its highest wisdom, and ask it where your power in that is. What power do you have in all of that?
Yeah, readiness. He's not ready, and it's not mine to teach him anymore.
Yeah, it's not yours to teach him, even if he does love you, right? It's not yours to teach him. Can you let that truth drop in?
Yeah, it's really hard.
I know, I know. It's new, and it is hard because it is a letting go and it is a not being seen by him, right?
Unresolved, like
Yeah.
so little
Yeah.
accountability and
Stay with your body, right? I hear you, it's hard, and let it drop in anyway. It is not your job.
yeah.
And in fact, the more you make it your job, the less seen you're gonna feel.
Yeah, this part of me is like, justice.
Yes, yeah, good. So we'll go there as the last piece. So what would it like you to do to express this justice in a way that's going to be really aligned for you?
It wants me to teach men that are willing to learn,
Oh.
which I actually do have a male client and he is kicking ass. He's, I've actually taught, I've coached six different men, which I love coaching men. All willing to learn though. They're will, they want it.
Yeah. Stay with your body.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh.
See if you can feel some of the joy and the satisfaction in the holding that space for men and teaching the men who are ready. You're doing it. Feel the justice in that.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah, there's still this like really, it's almost like the sword is going like through my channel. There's like this justice sword, and it's like going like through my heart and through my soul seat and my throat, and it's stuck.
Yeah. So we may not get fully there just because of time today, but let's spend another minute. Ask the sword, what is it trying to let you know? What's the bigger truth here that it's trying to communicate to you? Why is it trying to get your attention?
It's saying you're enough.
Mm-hmm.
Also enough, like that's enough.
Yeah.
Like I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, good. So let that drop in. Feel that, absorb that truth into your body. You're enough. Nothing else to do here with him. And watch how the sword wants to shift now that you're taking that truth in.
It's hard.
Yeah. What are you noticing? Even if it's just subtle.
Feel like a victim. And I feel like I'm stepping into womanhood by like the little girl has been hurt, and I have to accept that.
What is the woman in you want to tell the little girl?
I got you. We get to make choices. You don't have to be in so much pain. It gets to be way more fun.
Yeah. Can you let the little girl feel that?
Yeah, she just gave her the sword.
That's what I was just seeing, right?
Like,
Gets to have the sword. Yes, let your little girl feel the power of that sword.
She's like, whoa.
Yeah. I'm getting chills. Yes. Feel the power of that sword. You get to have that, right? That is your birthright. And to set clear boundaries with that sword in the ground.
I just had a really beautiful vision. Can I share it? The bully kids in the neighborhood just like saw my sword and they were like, wow, that's so cool.
Right. That's right. Feel that. Feel into all of that. Know that you get to, nobody can take that sword away from you. That is your, one of your sacred tools that you get to use when you need it.
Yeah, they're like, teach me how to get my sword.
Love it. I love it. Good. Take one more moment. And then you can open your eyes when you're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have to fight so hard or fight anymore. Or like, I got me. I'm safe. I had to fight so hard growing up.
Yeah.
At least that's what it felt like, even with the privilege that I have and had.
Yeah, so it's yeah, the sword isn't for fighting. The sword is for cutting through the shit and setting boundaries.
Ooh, and I kept choosing it because of, yeah, I would just keep going to acceptance and forgiveness and unconditional love, and then I'd be right back in it.
No, but that's really, that's the sword is, this is the line in the sand right here, cutting through the shit. And then this is my boundary.
Boundaries.
Right. Okay. We were, there are a lot of different pieces and images and we kind of moved pretty quickly a little bit just because of time now, but tell me one top takeaway from all of this and one thing, outer action you want to do next.
I'm super badass. Like, I just, yeah, there is a little bit of guilt or maybe like a little bit of disbelief. Like, really? Like, out of, after everything I've been through, I mean, it's all good to trust in God's process.
Yeah. So when, if and when Matt comes to you and is like, whatever he's going to say, I want you to feel the sword in your hand. Again, not to prick him. That's not what it is. But to set whatever the appropriate boundary is and how you want to spend your time and energy in there. Okay. And then when you notice that you're people pleasing in your client sessions and going longer, I want you to feel the sword in your hand as well, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Joanna.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. Deva.
I was just reflecting on this course I'm teaching over Valentine's, the nourishing, it's both titled Nourishing the Heart Through Sound, Wonder, and Movement, and then I've kind of switched it to Nourishing Your Heart. But I think the main question that I'm like, when I'm putting things together, is I feel like half of the people coming are really in this open-hearted, and I recognize too how often I say bring an open heart, but there's a good chance that a lot of the people might be grieving and going through brokenheartedness at the same time. And I was reflecting on how you were sharing, like, if you're not fully in the grief, people aren't going to feel it, and how to make room for the brokenhearted and the open-hearted and the full nourishment of the heart, so that everyone feels in that shared power, that they have space to be who they are, and that I can be authentic with each of them.
Yeah, this question so really comes back to so much of what we've already learned. So one is with words. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, when you're speaking and activating inspiration and speaking about results and who this is for, you're going to mm-hmm. speak to that full spectrum. You're going to be inclusive, right? Mm-hmm. This is for you and your heart. If you're coming with an open heart and already joyful and exuberant, you know, mm-hmm. and also this is for you, and I really want to honor if you are coming brokenhearted, right? If there's grief, right? So the first is to speak to it, be mm-hmm. inclusive.
Okay.
And then the next kind of natural step from what we were looking at this morning with the energy is to have the ability to bring in different types of archetypal energies in different moments. Mm-hmm. So when you're speaking to the joy and the exuberance, you're going to bring that energy as you speak to it.
Yeah.
When you're speaking to the grief, it's not like you're going to go into full on crying, right? But you're maybe going to get quieter, right? You're going to lean in a little bit more. You're going to bring and honor a little bit of that energy as mm-hmm. well, right? And so just by doing that in the beginning, it's already gonna make space for everyone. And then as you look at specific exercises or questions, if it, you know, for certain ones, it's gonna be important to say, if you're right now in an open-hearted place, you might blah, 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 blah. If you are right now in a more of a grieving place for this question, you might think about blah, 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 or right, whatever, or exercise or whatever it is. So it's sometimes about just then giving examples for different people in the room as well.
Okay, that's super helpful. Yeah, thank you.
Great question. Kelly.
Okay, first, can I ask you a logistical thing? And I thought you were going to put this in the Zoom thing. Whenever we talk, you put our hands down. How do you do that?
I go to your name.
Huh?
And then, wait, raise your hand so I can tell you. Because I don't know. I have to slow it down.
You need to ask us. I was like, don't bother her. She's going to put it in the sheet.
So when because I am the like owner of the group or whatever, yeah. Right now when I'm going to your name and I'm kind of putting my pointer on it, I have an option to lower hand and I just click lower hand.
That's so cool. Okay. Thank you. That's so good to know. So my question is related to feeling into the joy and fire places and recognizing I have the sales page and working on getting it put into pretty form. Like, and then it also sparked because one of the things in the other part of this email that my former client sent me today, she was like, and I'm a rebel. And I've been realizing, and then another client recently who did one of my VIP days kept talking about being a disruptor. I'm like, I think I'm speaking to the disruptors. I've been thinking that. And then she said, I'm a rebel. And she was explaining more about why. And I'm one wondering about putting that language in. It's not just conscious. It's like there's something about the disruptive nature of it that gets to the fire. But I'm also thinking about, do I plug in another piece around joy? Like it's right on the first page in parentheses, which I think was actually your suggestion, which is about them stepping into joy. But like, how much am I reworking? And then of course my busy brain an hour ago was like, well, maybe I should just start a light touch group and like have that going simultaneous to the other thing. And I'm like, Kelly, one thing at a time.
Yes. One thing at a time. Simplify. Don't give yourself more work.
Yeah.
All the things, right? So if you feel like you really need to and it doesn't feel like extra work, add the word disruptor or rebel in one or two places in the sales page. Do not take a wrecking ball. Do not add a whole other big section. See if there's just where can you drop it in? And then in the program itself, start to play, to speak to those idea, this, you know, those people, this idea of disruption. I mean, everything that you're doing in the program is you're a disruptor, Kelly. So I wouldn't, don't put a lot of extra effort into it right now if there's just little touches. And then as you move through the program, you're going to see more as it goes. Think about that lens, you know, as you prepare for each class and where and when it's appropriate. But your whole shtick right now, one of your whole shticks right now is less, right? You have put out too much energy. This needs to happen in an easy way. I don't want you to like go back and do more on this. You've done so much and it's beautiful what you've created.
Thank you. Okay. And the joy piece, I was kind of, I mean, I put in the rebel and disruptor piece, but I don't need to add in another module about joy.
No. Bring it with your energy and then see what wants to happen as you move through. I think you're still exploring it. I don't think you're ready to create a module on it. I think I want you to be like, I want you to be an exploration of this inside of yourself and play with it, bring it to your people. And then see where it wants to go, but don't add another. I don't think, I mean, unless you want to, but I don't think you should add another module.
That's great. No, that's good. Cause it's already way too long. All right. I just want to make sure I didn't feel missing and too heavy.
No. Just infuse the energy, right? Any of the pieces in your program that you've already created can be infused with joy in moments. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's more important than a teaching on joy almost feels like it's going to bring it back down.
Yeah.
I want you to just be in the joy.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Anyone else need anything? All right. I will trust that we are complete for today.
Just when is the little shadow money? It's just a little tiny workshop because I couldn't find the how to register.
Oh, I don't know that I'll be able to find that.
Okay, I just.
But I'll get it to you. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know what time it was. I knew about it, and then I couldn't. I was looking around.
I think it's. For that. Let me see.
Thank you. Inbal can send it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. Okay. All right, everyone. Sending love.
Yeah, that one, Nipple. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.